Our gathering hymn this morning is 834 in the ELW. Let us rise as we are able. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran in Falls, Idaho. I've not been playing hooky. My bishop sent me to St. Luke's Episcopal in Idaho Falls, Idaho, the last two Sundays. We have Idaho Falls, we have American Falls, dear cousin Penny worked in Post Falls, and down the road we have Twin Falls. The only falls Idaho doesn't seem to have is Frostbite Falls. And it's a mystery as to why. Let us center ourselves on the God who creates, the God who redeems, who sanctifies. As we begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Psalm 787. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Sovereign God, you turn your into goodness for all the peoples on earth. Shape us into willing servants of your kingdom, and make us desire always and only your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
Good morning. The first reading is from Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 12. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before his shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By the perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people. They made his grave with the wicked and rich, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with affliction. When you make this his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bury their iniquities. Therefore I will not allot him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors, the sin of many, and made the intercession for the transgressions. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay. The psalmody is Psalm 91, verses 9 through 16, and we'll do it responsively. Because you have made the Lord your refuge,
the Most High your dwelling place,
no evil shall befall you,
no scourge come near your tent.
For he will command his angels concerning you
to guard you in all your ways.
On their hands they will bear you up,
so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.
You will tread on the lion and the adder,
the young lion and the serpent you will underfoot.
Those who love me I will deliver.
I will protect those who know my name.
When they call to me, I will answer them.
I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them.
With long life I will satisfy them
and show them my salvation.
The second lesson is from Hebrews chapters 1 through 10, or verses 1 through 10. Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of the things pertaining to God on their behalf to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. He is able to deal gently with ignorant and wayward, since he himself is subject to the weakness. Because of this, he must offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as those of the people. And one does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." And he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the 8 days of the flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he having been made perfect. He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. This word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him, to Jesus, and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And Jesus said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be the first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. And now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, I never really knew this woman I'm about to tell you. She'd had to introduce herself to me after our service if she were to walk into St. John's right now. But I was friends with her daughter and her son-in-law. And after enjoying a party the night before at their house, I told my folks on the phone all about it. And later in that same weekend, I brought it up again. Conversation, that second one, I was laughing about the things that had been said and shared at that party, including some hilarious but unscandalous tidbits this couple shared about my parents. They knew my parents back in the day, and so stories were flying around. That's when my mom said, "Oh, she sounds just like her dad. He was a great guy, sort of a salt of the earth. And, well, he knew, he really knew how to tell a story and meet people. He was a prince." So I asked, "So what was her mother like?" And with her characteristic frankness, but only because she had been asked, seriously, only because she had been asked, Mom volunteered, "Oh, I could never really warm up to her. That woman wanted so badly to be a somebody. The opposite of her husband, really. He was comfortable in his own skin, but she was obsessed with her as important. That's not a good quality, David." And that stayed with me for 4 decades and counting. And it came to mind while reading this morning's gospel lesson from Mark. James and John, they are the sons of Zebedee. They're at it again and some more. You will recall with me that Well, last time we read of them in Mark's Gospel was on the 18th Sunday of Pentecost, on September 22nd. I'm hoping you're remembering with me. The reason I say that is I wasn't with you. I was presiding at Good Shepherd Lutheran in Pocatello and later at Emmanuel Lutheran in Blackfoot. But the lesson that day, to be represented, is their argument with each other as to which should be greater in the dawning kingdom of God, as manifest in Jesus Christ. Jesus put the matter to rest by calling a child, someone with nothing to offer, save trust and presence, to show them who is the greatest in the kingdom Jesus brings. Well, empty-handed and filled with trust, that's the greatest among us. Apparently, James and John switched tactics in their larger strategy, as we read this morning. In their insistent goal of being a somebody in the kingdom, which has dawned and which continues to break into our broken world 2 millennia since. Now they agree to be equals one with another, but only equal to each other, as they are seated at left and to Jesus' right in Jesus' reign. Discipleship has eluded these two. What did Jesus call them near the beginning of the Gospel of Mark? Back in chapter 3, he called them Boanerges. That is to say, sons of thunder. And like two little kids who say, Mama, just say yes right now, okay? Then we'll tell you what we want. The Boanerges present their new tack on their same tire. We want so badly to be a somebody or somebodies. And understandably, like my own mother was by my friend's mother and mother-in-law, the other disciples are very annoyed by this. Very annoyed. Now, can anyone else in our worship space this morning, here at St. John's, besides just me, think they might have heard Jesus sigh? What is it we're not understanding? To come into the kingdom is not to arrive with a resume or with press clippings, but to arrive empty-handed with presence and trust. Presence and trust. This morning's gospel lesson just goes to show any of us can be a follower of Jesus and still not get it. After all, James and John were of the 12. We can talk with Jesus. We can hang out with Jesus and his friends. And we still may not get it, right away at least. We still might not understand that Jesus and Jesus' followers are what beloved Dietrich Bonhoeffer has famously penned, the man for others. Oh, we can use all the right buzzwords. We can frequent the church and even be a star pupil at confirmation and in catechism. But the basic lesson of life with Jesus is that the greatest in the eyes of God is the person of humble service toward God and neighbor. A servant always has a loving heart and busy hands. They pain of the other, and they work to alleviate the suffering. They are heart, servants are hands. To be great in the kingdom of heaven is to divest oneself of all motives except to love and to serve. And as our fellow sisters and brothers' needs arise,
We are called to care and to supply what help God has given us stewardship over in our own lives, in our own blessings. And even as need arises, if necessary, to sacrifice these very good things, the good of us all. And we know what that looks like. We know. We look no farther than the cross to see, to apprehend just what that can mean. She wanted so badly to be a somebody. Oh, these brothers wanted so badly to be somebodies. In the kingdom, the eternal kingdom of God, as embodied in Jesus Christ, means to love. It means to serve. And yes, to sacrifice on behalf of everybody. Our prayer at this morning's Eucharist would be indeed, let us all at St. John's, let us all throughout the world in the global church long to be somebodies. Let us love. Let us serve. Let us sacrifice out of gratitude for what Jesus has done for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us rise as we're able and say together the words of the Nicene Creed as we affirm our faith in Jesus Christ. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Challenged by God's word in Jesus Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and the whole creation. Holy One, we give thanks for all servant leaders of the Church. Bless bishops, pastors, and deacons with humble wisdom and ground them in your love. God of grace, creative One, we give thanks for the delicate balance of the natural world. Kindle in us a spirit of strength in the preservation of habitats, food availability, and centers of refuge, that all wildlife may thrive. God of grace, empowering One, fill the leaders of governments with a spirit of service that prioritizes those on the margins due to job loss, underemployment, unsafe working conditions, and immigration status. May economic equity be achieved for all people. God of grace, restoring One, send your angels to watch over, rescue, and protect those who are injured or ill. Nurse those who suffer hardship, disease, injury, or difficulty, especially those we lift up to you at this time in our hearts. Give them your comfort and peace, God of grace. Abiding One, you call past shepherd the congregations toward faithful living as servant and followers of Jesus. Inspire all ordained ministers and seminarians to ministry that challenges, engages, and comfort those in their care. God of grace, saving One, we give thanks for the disciples, James and John, and all saints who have faithfully served you. We rejoice in a promised place at the feast of victory that we receive by your grace alone. God of into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in the saving grace you freely give, both now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Welcome to worship. Am I turned on? Welcome to worship at Southern Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the 22nd Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Mary Morkel, Carletta Brading, Alara Kress, Emily Weiss, Gina Brading, Maxine Olson, Sandy Webster, Heather Buchanan, Heidi Sims, and Connor Kendall. Happy anniversary this week to Bruce and Kristen Wender. Just a quick note that Bell Choir is changing to a morning on Thursdays starting October 31st. So if you want to come and you didn't want to go out at night, you can now come and go out in the daytime. So we'll meet at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning starting the 31st. Are there any other announcements?
Patty, please. Next Sunday, well, to back up, in 1988, I was received into the Episcopal Church by Bishop Stuart Zabriskie as an unrepentant Lutheran, he called me, and he was right. I am a confirmed Lutheran all of my life. Here's the point. Next Sunday is Reformation Sunday in the Episcopal Church. We will be celebrating the Reformation of the Catholic Church as led by Martin Luther. It is tradition that we would wear at least one item that is red. Next Sunday, Reformation Sunday, and I will be here.
Okay, wear your red. It's really convenient that our high school's colors are red and black, so.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, offering will be collected at this time.
And let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use them and us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, fulfilling the promise of the resurrection. You pour out the fire of your Spirit upon us, uniting us in one body, people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, we give you thanks, Father, through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, whom you sent in this end of the ages to save and redeem us and to proclaim to us your will. He is your word, inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your word, sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He then our nature and our lot, and was shown forth as your Son, born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. He, our Lord Jesus, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering in order to free from suffering those who trust you. He is the one who handed over to a death he freely accepted in order to destroy death, to break the bounds of the evil one, to crush hell underfoot, to give light to the righteous, to establish his covenant, show forth the resurrection, taking bread and giving thanks to you. He said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve you as your priestly people. Send your Spirit upon these gifts of your church. Gather into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say,
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is he who invites you to receive him today. Let it only be he who restrains you from receiving him in this sacrament. All is ready. Please come forward.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For this is Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and remain with you this day, and forevermore. We process into the world to love and to serve, number 789 in the ELW. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thank you.